Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk FM.
It's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the
breeze. Everybody, welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you, and of course, the boring markets continue, but we expected it, so it is no surprise, and of course, no surprise that we are into the Christmas weekend, and Merry Christmas, everybody. Ho, 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 and Happy Hanukkah to everyone, and all of the nice things and the niceties. And as my present, I'm going to continue working on our trading plan, so let's get back to where we left off, and here is a continuation of the trading plan. Here we go.
All right, now, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I actually made a mistake, okay? I was using a new platform, and it multiplied my position, my order, by 10. I was trying to do 100 options, and I did 1,000. And it was ugly because it was wrong right away, and I had trouble getting out. But I could deal with it. I've done it before, and I understand it. I mean, for those of you who know the Badger, and some of you met him in Vegas this weekend, one night... We were trying this new software. I mean, it was great. It was a great trading machine. It was a great trading platform called Trading Technologies. It was brand new, and it was very expensive. It was like $600 a month per license. But we had a problem. Every time we tried to do something, it just bought. And we multiplied up. We ended up with like 300 futures on, okay, because it wouldn't. It kept – every time we would sell, it would buy. And every time we would buy, it would buy. And we were able to get out. But again, you know, you got to be able to handle that without going bananas. Okay. What's going to be your budget for timing on this, on trading? Okay. Now, you can be a part-time day trader if you know the proper tools. But most of you, I would assume, are going to be swing traders and investors. You know, again, there is, you can part-time day trade if you know what you're looking for and you know how to do it. Okay. And, you know, some I tell, hey, you know, you got 20 minutes in the afternoon. 20 minutes is enough because we're looking for one pattern. Okay. And then, of course, what's your knowledge? And that's one thing in this business that you have to continue to work on a regular basis, is to keep learning. I'm still learning. I've been doing it for 36 years. Okay. I'm still learning. Now, I have a big edge. I agree. I admit it. I mean, you know, I traded against the big ones, the Goldman Sachs of the world and the JP Morgans, but that made me better because it made me learn how to defend myself. But that's what you have to focus on, okay, is, you know, learn, continue to absorb, understand why a trade did something. Don't get caught off guard. You know, and sometimes you're going to be wrong, but expect it and see it and know what happened. Okay, because at the end of it all, okay, success is about being prepared. And of course, if you remember Benjamin Franklin's famous quote, if you fail to plan, you're planning to fail. Okay, and you know, that's really what we're all about, is being prepared by setting the goals, deciding the type of trading you want to make. Okay, because if you have a good plan, you have no fear. Okay. Remember that from Trading Places. Fear, that's the other guy's problem. Okay. Now, again, it's laughable, but it's factual. Okay. The one thing you cannot do in this business is show your emotion and show when things are bad. Now, obviously, nobody knows when you're sitting home on a computer when it's bad, but I will tell you this. When we traded on the floor, when we saw someone in trouble, we buried them, because that's what you do. And that's what happens in the market. That's when you get dramatic swings in the market, that means somebody's in trouble. We call it the tap on the shoulder, the big puke. A number of different terms are for it, but it happens all the time. Okay? And that's when you see these moves that are out of range or out of reason for where we are. But again, we can't be fearful when we're trading. We just know what we're doing. That's why if you have everything set ahead of time, you know what to expect all the way through. You know, So your decisions, you know, where are you now? You know, what sort of trader are you now? What are you trying to be? Okay. Experience. How much capital? Where do you want to be? How are you going to achieve? The time frame? And how will you know the success hit you? Okay. And again, these seem like simple questions, but it's remember when we were in school, who, what, where, when, and why, and how, right? The five W's and the H. Okay. Because that's what you need to when you build your plan, that's what you're building it off of. Okay. Because, you know, it's always about finding where you can find successful opportunities. And those come from knowing where you are, knowing how you're where you're going, and really knowing how you're going to get there. And those are the different things that you use as you trade. So my theme, one of my themes is write it down. Okay. And again, I'm a big believer in writing still. You know, I've learned that by using my phone and putting everything in there, I forget everything. And you know what? I don't want to forget everything. You know, keep track of your progress, like an equity curve. Okay. Again, don't be afraid to admit to yourself if you're struggling, because if you catch it soon enough, okay, then you're going to know that you were struggling and you'll be able to figure it out. This is why you have a plan, so that you can figure out why your business is not doing well if it's not doing well. Okay. And money management is crucial to what we do, because, you know, one thing I always say is the markets never announce themselves. Okay. And because the markets don't announce themselves, we have to be prepared, and we have to be prepared for anything, the good or the bad. But if you have everything in your plan that you've already put together, then you're way ahead of the game, because you're going to know what to do when it happens. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've seen, you know, major pukes in the market or major. I mean, last Sunday night, a week ago, okay, 8 days ago, the crude oil gapped up to the moon. On the Sunday call, I said, hey, you got to be a seller here. I might have been wrong, but certainly I was willing to take my chances into that, because that was the mathematical probability of what we do. When the markets go way down, I'm trying to be a buyer down there. Okay. Because again, those are things you do, but you have to determine all that in your own. You know, some people can't handle it, and I don't have a problem with that. It doesn't make you a bad trader. Okay. But those are the little tricks that you have to define yourself, because what you really don't want to do is you don't want to throw yourself out of whack when markets don't go the way you think they're going to go. And that's what you have to be prepared for. You know, and just the components, you know, of a well-rounded plan, you know, being a rational person, you know, align with your strategy, risk assessment, market assessment, size, exit, entry, execution.
And those are things that you, again, obviously a lot of it's redundant, but redundancy is part of what we do. Redundancy is trading, because all we're trying to do is create the same process over and over again. And if we learn to do that, all that really says is we're lining ourselves up to be more successful. And the way that you are successful is by being disciplined, paying attention, and listening to the Bubba Show. And then going to libertytalk.fm and downloading the show every day, as well as the Sporting Edge. And then going to bubbatrading.com so that you can get and sign up for some of our classes, like our hedging class, which starts on January 4th, or our Futures Day Cutting class that starts on January 12th. But in the meantime, this is the Bubba Show. I am Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for break, and we will be right back as we continue learning on what's going to be Christmas weekend. I hope it's a white one. Certainly it's cold enough. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We will be right back after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show, Todd. Todd, Bubba Horowitz with you. And, of course, we are talking about plans because right now there ain't much else to do, but it's more important to have a good, solid plan going into the new year now that you're becoming more effective in trading because it will make you better. So let's get back to that trading plan right now. Here we go.
Okay. Now, you know, you see my little thing I put together, my little collage here. You know, it's never different. You know, everybody always says that this time is different. And I say BS. It's never different. Markets never change. Okay, because why? Because they're driven by human beings. And what do human beings do? They have a tendency to be emotional. So if you let the emotion overrun you, you have yourself in trouble. Okay? So, you know, just kind of, you know, summarizing, okay, what are you gonna trade? Okay? Plan your styles. Again, I trade everything. I mean, I would literally trade 24 hours a day if I could stay awake that long and there was enough business for me to stay awake that long, okay? There isn't, and there's not, but the busy days overnight, I mean, I traded all night during Brexit. I traded all night during Trump. I traded a little bit during the Italian referendum. But when there's business, I'm willing to trade it, and it doesn't matter what we're trading, okay? But you have to determine what you want to be involved in, okay? If you're going to trade more than one strategy, you need more than one plan. Because, again, each strategy has a different component and plan. And the success that you will achieve is built on being prepared, on preparation. And as I like to tell everybody, I've used this quote forever, do something today that your future self will thank you for. Okay? I mean, because this is the rest of your life. This is what you're looking for. Okay? So, you know, what you have to do now is you have to take the time to put together what it is you want to do and how you want to do it and base everything on, you know, forget about the get-rich-quick schemes, okay? Forget about the shot-taking. I mean, you can take shots when you make enough money, okay, and you've got an extra capital. You can take shots all you want. But you better manage those, too, because you'll take shots into oblivion until you go broke. Let me get some of these questions. Should we have one plan for each strategy that we want to trade? Yes. Not each strategy, but each. In other words, I have a plan for my futures trading. Okay. I have a plan for my swing trading and I have a plan for my investing. Okay. My futures trading is basically done off of the blow off pattern. My swing trading is off of double tops and double bottoms. And my investing is all done with hedging. So I've got a plan for each of those. Do you have a book of adjustments that are available to us so we can better learn ourselves when we get into trouble in a trade? The only book I have is in my mind. But if you really, but in all seriousness, and I make this offer to all of you, if you get into trouble, email me, not when it's too late, but when you're just starting to feel that you're in trouble. Don't be embarrassed. Look, I've made plenty of bad trades in my life. Okay. And I tell you this because I'm willing to help you. Don't wait until you have nothing left to save. If you feel there's a problem and you're not sure, you can shoot me an email. I will tell you what I would do and I will help walk you through it. My brain is full. Well, you were just in Vegas with me. How could it not be full? Seems like keeping a spreadsheet would provide us a lot of answers of what works and what doesn't. Should I increase, decrease my trades duration? Exactly. Now, one of the things you cannot determine is how often you want to trade, okay? Because what's going to happen is, here, let's just go through this real quick. We got time. Okay. Let's go to a normal three-month chart. Okay. All right. In this market, there isn't really a lot of trading, okay? I mean, basically, you either have to buy them or nothing. There is not a lot of trading in this market, nor in this. So really, in the last 3 months, there has not been a tremendous trade in the S&P, okay? Now, there's been money to be made, little bits and pieces. However, if we go back in time and we go back to the beginning of the year, there was a lot of action in here. See, when you see these moves, there's a lot more action. So it's hard to say that I can only make X amount of trades, but recognize, and this is important as part of your plan, recognize when the market starts to change from an active market to a less active market. How do you know? Well, the daily ranges, the price movements start to slow down during the day. during the days. That's a clue. Okay. The setups stop, don't show up as often. But one of, but because we've decided that we want to make so many trades, we sometimes become, we try to find, excuse me, we try to find trades that aren't there. Is it okay to share the recording with others? Yeah. $1,000, you can share with anybody you want. No, you can share. I didn't hear you mention that part of your plan would be to identify where you will be trading. I did not, because, you know, for example, I trade everywhere. Okay, I actually, I shouldn't tell you this, I get arrested. I trade from the car sometimes. Like if I'm driving from downtown back to my office in the suburbs or to home, you know, I always know what's going on and I can always see. And because of my background, which is a floor trader, floor traders did not have the luxury of having charts. We had to read what they call the paper footprint. Okay, so I kind of got used to seeing the numbers in my mind. Versus an actual chart. First loss is your best loss, and that is true. Okay? Again, in 2009, I was trading in John Deere, and I had a level in mind, and I kept getting stopped out. And finally, it finally hit. But instead of suffering each time it went down or up against me, I was able to get stopped out, get in, get stopped out, get in, and finally it paid off. General Electric is another one in that time frame that I was trading. That it was trading, it started, I think, at like 30, and it went all the way down to 6. In the meantime, I was long, but on the whole down, I only lost, I think, about $3 or $4 on the way down. Okay? And that's part of what we do. A compliment. To this, he says, substantiative guidance you've provided us. Thank you. Thanks for a great session. I'm off to start my training plan. You should be. I'm glad. Srachi, how detailed are the trades you track? Well, I track them all, and you see some of the trades I make. You know, I'm not tracking every individual component. You know, basically, I make them very simple. If I make a butterfly, I know the cost of the trade, and I will take it up. I'm not going to detail, I did this at this price, this at this price. I combine them all into one price and then make it. Can you set goals before you know the salary chart? Well, you can, but you're not going to, you know, there's different goals. It's hard to set a goal other than you want to be successful. Until you know what kind of style you're going to trade. I mean, you know, if you're going to try to be a day trader part-time, you cannot have the same goals as somebody who's going to be a swing trader. They're just different. Concerning, do you agree that price and volume should be viewed in totally and trade should only be entered? Yeah, I do, is a rule.
And I'll answer that when I come back from the break, because that is something that we consider to be very important, because we believe in price and volume, and that all charts are the same and they always work their way out. In other words, the market cannot trend higher unless the short-term charts are starting first to trend higher. And that's something that we look at on a regular basis when you're trading. The idea of trading is to have the best look at the overall footprint of the market. That is what we are focused on a regular basis, is to continue to push that footprint and make sure that we're identifying it and valuing the information that it's giving us. It's not 100% right, but it gives you the best guide so that you can put yourself in the best position. And that is something that becomes extremely important. Anyways, this is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. So we're going to come back with a little bit more Q&A from the plan, because I think there's questions that you probably have as well, and hopefully they'll be answered in the next segment. This is the Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. LibertyTalk.fm is where you can get all the downloads of the shows, including the Sporting Edge, and of course, BubbaTrading.com is where you can go to get some info to help you become better. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We're going to step out here for a break and come back and finish up with our trading plan. We will be right back. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, coming right back to you.
What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report. Bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Chalady, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got The Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and put you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report.
Welcome back to the Bubba Show. It is Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're finishing up with some Q&A in our trading plan. So let's get back to the Q&A on this slumbery Friday before Christmas. And, of course, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. Make sure you're good so you don't get cold. So let's go back, and then we'll come back and chat about this when we're done. Here we go.
Well, as a rule, I do. I will make exceptions, but I do believe in price and volume. Actually, time, price, and volume. I agree. I believe in that 100%. That goes back into my what we call universal price theory. We're all charged the same. You're a swing trader. And I love you for it. Now, you're a swing trader. You're putting on trades that, you know, they could last a day. If we hit it right, they could last a week. Sometimes they're longer. A swing trader is somebody who needs the action, and obviously it could go faster, but the trades are set up for a little bit longer period of time. A typical swing trader might be in a trade, you know, 2 to 3 weeks. Do you trade contracts or options in the futures? I trade futures. Options are not a great trade if you're day trading anymore, especially in a low volatile environment, because you can't afford to give up the premium edge. Now, I can get around the premium edge, but then I got to give up the commission edge. So I'd rather trade. I mean, I love trading futures anyways. Futures are by far the best product to trade. They have the least amount of downside from a trading perspective, and they have the biggest amount of upside. But not everybody can stomach them, and you're certainly not going to start to carry futures in a swing trade, although you could. But I'm a futures guy. I mean, I've done it all. I started out in options. Now I trade commodities, futures, options, stock. I trade everything. Again, I've even traded the weather, which everybody always laughs at. And it's true. Okay. So I do have two classes starting, one on January 4th, which is actually these are reversed. I got the wrong dates. But anyways, part-time futures starts on the 12th. And hedging starts on the 4th, and they're both pretty close to full. But, you know, again, I'm not trying to sell them. If you want to look at them, that's great. And now I will take any questions, and here's my information that for those who don't have it. Okay. You know, again, you got to take care of yourself. This is not a business that, you know, it's an unforgiving business if you're not doing the right things. Okay. Happy Hanukkah to you, my friend. Thank you so much. Nike or executed today for me. Should I re-enter the others? They will be on the update, and I owe you a phone call as well. I got involved. Sorry. How do you determine your target price for exit? Well, you use the chart. Okay. Now, again, remember, this is where you have to decide. Me personally, I don't ever exit, okay? I always get stopped out, but I'm using the chart to get stopped out. If I'm if I'm either direction, okay, long or short, but let's I'll look at a chart and I'll give you an example. So if I'd have bought, let's just say here, okay, I'm going to be following the chart and look for a spot to continue to set my stop. Okay, because I want to try to catch the whole move, but I might have gotten stopped out here. Again, I didn't make this trade for this long a period of time, so I can't say for sure, but that's what I'm looking at. Okay, if I'd have bought, now I did buy, okay, if I'd have bought this blow off here, okay, then, you know, I'm going to try to let it go as long as it can, but I will continue to move up my stop to make sure that I'm collecting profit. But, you know, I'm looking for a target, but as long as I know my exit and then I know how to manage it when I'm in, now again, I have a little bit better idea because I'm more into it. I'm more around it, you know, because I'm looking all the time. Even when I'm on TV, I'm still watching the markets. I can see the boards. Thank you. Happy holidays to you as well. And Donald says we can have a Merry Christmas. Thanks for the invite. Concerning hedge weekly spreads, should we deal with weekly spreads this coming Thursday? Either is fine. You can do them Thursday or Friday. I would really base it on where you are and the market condition. If we are, if they're like basically worthless, okay, then I would go ahead and roll them on Thursday. If they've got some meat to them and there's still some premium to collect, I would wait till Friday. But I would assume that they're going to dry it pretty quick. But if you want to email me Thursday, I'll be happy to answer then. You know, I can't forecast exactly where we're going to be. But if there's a lot of meat on the bone, I'm not rolling early. I mean, I might consider, depending on how the market looks, I could consider selling new ones on Thursday for the following week because we're going to have the same problem the week after. And remember that the markets have accounted for this too, right? They know that it's going to be quiet, so that's where the volatility is coming up. Is it safe for smaller accounts to buy deep in the money calls? It's fine if that's your strategy. I mean, you're trying to surrogate the stock, I assume. If you're not trying to surrogate the stock, there's no reason to buy deep in the money calls. But if you are trying to do a stock surrogate, then that would be fine. I mean, you know, again, I'm not a big fan of that. You know, I'd rather take the advantage of options. I mean, if you're buying deep in the money calls, you're giving up the advantage of options other than being able to buy something cheaper. But the biggest benefit in options is the volatility. And you get the most amount of volatility around the money. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope it helped. And of course,
we're always here to help and want to make sure that 2017 is the big year for everybody and allowing you to become the trader and investor that you want to become. You know, again, I'm a big advocate of constant education and continuing to learn because, again, there's always things to learn in this industry, in this business. And if you continue to, you know, try to improve, and one of the big things is by putting that trading plan together, you will be finding yourself a much happier person because the emotional swings that you have felt in the past will no longer be part of what you're doing. And of course, as we know, markets are driven on emotion. And, you know, it comes back down to if you know what your game plan is, then you don't become emotional about those issues. And that's something that, you know, I always, you know, want to make sure that we understand as a team that we can't let emotions get in our way because it does throw you out of whack and give you too many things that don't work properly if you do that. And that, to me, is always a case of being in the right frame of mind to be able to make the right trade. Even if it starts out wrong, if you understand what your plan is, then you can understand where we're going to try to go next. And to me, that becomes the bigger ordeal for everybody, is to be planned so that you don't have to react to a market that is not doing what you think it is. And knowing that if you have everything set up correctly, then the losses will take care of themselves because you'll be out with your, you know, whatever the loss you determine. And again, it becomes more of a machine versus someone who has to continue to look and try to guess what's the right point, which is why we believe in using more of the mathematics of the market instead of everything else. And that is always something that becomes a bigger issue to all of us, is to take away the emotional part of the market, because emotion is not good when you're dealing with relationships or money. You have to be ready to talk and be able to work it out logically instead of emotionally. Because if you ever thought back on something you've done wrong, and if you would have thought of it logically, you probably would have been in a much better spot instead of being emotional. And that's why I always warn that the markets in the industry continue to be driven by emotion. Because, again, no matter how many computers are running in the market, human emotion is still writing the logic for those, and human emotion is still reacting to those. So if we make sure that we do not allow ourselves to be emotional, then we then say, oh, here we are, we're in good shape. And that's something that I always believe for everybody, is to keep your emotions out of it. It's hard to do, but it's a great practice to get into. Anyways, this is The Bubba Show. I am Bubba, Todd Bubba Horowitz. And of course, BubbaTrading.com. You know, we've got some great programs coming up, how to be a part-time day trader in futures, which starts January 12th. And also, hedging, which is obviously to me the most important thing for everybody, which starts January 4. Make sure you go to BubbaTrading.com and check those out. In the meantime, if you miss a show, LibertyTalk.fm gets you the download. And of course, we've got great programming at Liberty Talk, so make sure you check it out. And we are going to step out here for a break, and we're going to come back with Rural Rally Radio, who's going to interview me. And we're going to talk about today's farm report and the cattle on feed and the other things. This is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break. The Bubba Show. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with you. And we had a little trouble with Rural Rally Radio, but I will give you my comments. I would give them at the same time, and that is there is a lot of rumors of what's going on and what's going on in the overall markets. And, of course, the hogs, everybody knows or thinks they know about Mexico, and, of course, they're buying like there is no tomorrow. And, of course, there's an understanding that there are a lot of hogs being shipped to China as well. And then, of course, there is the rumor of something going on with the Packers. And, you know, with today's reports coming out, I don't know. I mean, have they already priced in all that information? I mean, we've certainly seen some major moves going forward. And certainly, I can't imagine that there's a lot of room on the upside. Now, certainly, I wouldn't short into this move, because obviously the move has been phenomenal. But I certainly wouldn't be a buyer into it. I'd be looking to sell a potential rally if it comes. And of course, the cattle on feed, I mean, even in cattle now, we've had some monster move here. And, you know, I don't see a lot of upside now. Cattle, I would be short going into the news. I'd be willing to take my chances here, because I think that is, you know, something certainly that we can see that I think is done. And I don't know where, you know, they're going to go off and hide to. But of course, there's always the hidden stories. But again, when you watch these markets, you know, we don't know that there's going to be a continuation. You know, this is not like the PED virus where there's going to be a shortage. So, you know, we'll see, you know, where it plays from here. But certainly, I don't see a tremendous amount of upside left in any of those markets. But certainly, my biggest concern would be there'd be one more spike up in hogs. I'd be afraid to be trapped there. However, I would not be afraid to be in or short the cattle markets. And as we watch the grain markets right now, grains are weak. Now, I do like them. My only concern here is in the bean markets, which are now below 10 in Jan. But, of course, January beans aren't that big of a deal because they expire shortly. And, we're getting a little bit of a squeeze in the other direction. I think the key to watch for here is we need 10-10 in March beans if we're going to see anything here worthwhile. I think that, again, I'd be a little bit concerned if we stay below here for much longer. One of the problems is the very quiet holiday trade. I think that is an issue. So I would be concerned about that. I'd be concerned about, some of the other things that are going on. But overall, I think that, the markets all look fairly strong and looking and poised for a good 2017. Again, it doesn't mean we're going straight up. And of course, I would expect corn and cattle and hogs to go down first now at the levels in which they are. So that would be a concern for me. I think that you understand, what markets and what they're doing. And of course, if you believe in, that we're going to be better. And of course, we're seeing a lot of this spill over from equity markets. We're seeing a lot of people trying to find places to invest. And, even the commodity space is not just for farmers or producers, a lot of speculators in there. So, we'll see, where it leads us from here. But again, we've got a market that is, pretty much moving pretty well. And, of course, the grains have held up fairly well. And we'll see where we go from here. And equity markets, again, they will continue to try to get to that 20,000. But I think they're certainly well overdone. And we'll be looking for a reason to sell after the first of the year. I don't expect a lot here in the next, couple of days. I mean, obviously today, the Friday, and then of course we're closed on Monday. So there's not, a lot to really, to get excited about. And then of course I expect to be next week to be the same because it's going to be another short week and then followed by another holiday on the second. But overall, I would look to be buying and getting in some of these positions here. I think that the risk-reward model is favoring us. But overall, I think, as we come up here towards, Christmas and, obviously trading is down and everybody's kind of, kind of chilling out and seeing. So we're just seeing some oddball movement versus some real movement. But I do want to take the time to tell you how much I appreciate all of you who listen to the show and take the time to email me and send me notes and, what you want to be covered. And, it's a great privilege of mine to be able to deliver, the news and deliver what's going on in the world within my own special spin, with my own, views. And of course, that is the beautiful thing about being, here is that we get the opportunity to be, express our opinion. And of course, I do appreciate each and every one of you. And, I'll make sure before we end today that I wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah. And if you're off next week and won't be listening, a happy, healthy, prosperous, and hedged New Year. Because again, I do really believe in what I do, and I do believe in trying to help all of you do better at what you're doing. But in the meantime, I want to just again tell you, express my appreciation, in the holiday season, but all the time, because I always appreciate, you, the listeners, and those who download the show. It makes me feel good that we do have just over just almost 300,000 downloads a month, and certainly that gives me voice and voice to help you as well. But, you know, make sure you take some time to be, you know, with your family and friends. You know, you should do that all the time, but especially around the holidays. And make sure that you take time to enjoy yourself as well. Because, again, it is time. We all have to take a little bit of a break somewhere and make sure we get some fun and relaxation. But, you know, again, I do appreciate, you know, all of you listening to me and letting me voice my opinion as we look forward to next year. I think we will see that the Trump effect will wear off. I think we'll see markets start to get under a little bit of pressure. You know, these the overall exuberance that we've seen being stressed into the Donald Trump rally, as they're calling it, I think is going to be, you know, certainly give up some steam, because there are many issues that have to be dealt with. But of course, you don't have to deal with them now because it is the Christmas season. But certainly, you know, I think that we're, you know, typically in most markets, we see things overdone. And give yourself the present of patience. Give yourself the present of not being an emotional trader. Give yourself the present of not, you know, letting the day-to-day swings affect you unless you're trading day-to-day. But if you're a farmer or producer, you're not, or you shouldn't be. If you're a speculator, then yes. But again, it's all about the trading plan we talked about during this week, and it's all about everything that we do to make your life easier, better, faster, and more efficient. And of course, once again, I do want to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and a very happy Hanukkah. And of course, if you don't listen to me next week, a happy, prosperous new year. I do appreciate all of you, and not only from BubbaTrading.com, but from my radio station, the LibertyTalk.fm. We wish you the best, and make sure that you know that if you ever need us, you can always email us at BubbaTrading.com. And when you want to get the show, you can go to LibertyTalk.fm and make sure that you download the show. But in the meantime, once again, Merry Christmas, happy, healthy New Year, happy Hanukkah. That'll do it for today. Everybody have a great Christmas holiday weekend, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Even though the market is closed, we will be here. Merry Christmas, everybody. Thank you. Todd Bubba Horowitz, The Bubba Show.
Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Liberty Talk Events.